This is Sound Ideas. I'm Willis Kern. Bloomington Normal's bus system, known as Connect Transit, is getting a makeover. New buses have arrived and more are on the way. Many are donned with advertising that was approved a few years ago, opening up another revenue stream for the system. And now Connect Transit is embarking on a comprehensive operational analysis to find out just what that means and how it will work. We've invited Connect Transit General Manager Andrew Johnson back in the studios. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Willis. Glad to be here.
I guess the only thing certain by this comprehensive operational analysis, or COA, is change, particularly with where and when the buses will be running. Why is there need for this change?
Well, one of the things we have to do as the managers of Connect Transit is make sure we're making the most efficient and effective use of the taxpayer resources that we have, making sure that we're putting service on the street that serves the greatest majority of the citizens of Bloomington Normal. Our current route structure does not do that. It's very inefficient, in some cases redundant, multiple buses running on the same stretches of road. It does not have good frequency, i.e. how often the bus comes. And it generally is not very simple to use. It's a very complex system. We want to streamline that and make it easier for people in Bloomington Normal.
But you've seen tremendous growth in ridership over the past few years. So I guess why is the change necessary? Aren't you doing things right the way you are?
Well, we are doing things very well. And you certainly have to be doing things well to be named the most outstanding system in North America like we were in 2015. But you have to keep moving, too. There's an old phrase that I like to repeat. It's, even if you're on the right track, if you sit still, you're going to get run over by the train. So we need to keep evolving and keep moving. And the thing that we have to remember is public transportation is one of the economic drivers in Bloomington Normal. Millennials want more public transportation. Companies that want to look at moving to Bloomington Normal want to make sure that those transportation options are there. This plan is going to provide that.
So let's try and drill down on some of these particular changes that you're looking at making. Right now, riders can look at maps, but they can't really compare, for instance, what the Orange H is today to what the Orange H line will be in the future because of these changes. So how would you suggest riders review their proposed map?
Well, I think the best thing to do is go to the website that we've set up for this, connecttransitcoa.com. And you can compare the old route map with the new route map. And there's also an interactive map that you can use that will allow you to see exactly where those buses will be going. It allows you to scale in. It also allows you to take a look at the current ridership at areas throughout the community so you can see exactly why we're doing what we're doing, making sure that this is a much more efficient service that's going to the majority of our customers.
So people can look at where they live, look at their destination, and see if these changes are going to be beneficial to them?
Absolutely.
I understand the changes aren't being made to save the system money. Is it going to be costing the system money? Are there upfront costs you're going to have to deal with?
No, there's really not a lot of costs. We will have some costs incurred with moving some bus stops, but this is largely a revenue-neutral scenario. We're not doing this to save money. We just want to reallocate the service to where it's most needed within the community.
What about the bus stop signs? I know over the past, just the last 6 months or so, you've installed a whole lot, probably hundreds of these green signs that say Connect Transit on them. They're to denote where people are supposed to go to pick up the bus. It has a lot of information on it, directions, times, and that sort of thing. Won't you have to be uprooting a lot of those and reinstalling those?
Yes, we'll uproot a few of them. We will reinstall them. For the route information signs, we'll put a new decal over them that'll give the new information. You know, some have said that why couldn't you just time them all at the same time? We are cognizant that you know, too much change at the same time is a big problem. The shift to fixed stops was a big change within the community. It's been well received. But we didn't want to do that and all of the other changes all at the same time.
It looks as though you're dropping the letter configuration and just going with colors to designate. Right now, as I mentioned, you have the Orange H. It's just going to be the orange, right? Why are you doing that?
The current designations are kind of redundant as well. Whether it's an orange or a letter, you really only need one of them. Ideally, we could go to a number system, but we're also listening to the community. They like the color schemes. Eventually, with growth, we might run into a problem. We have three shades of blue right now and a couple other things. So we're keeping that continuity. But the other thing that you brought up before, all the routes are really changing. So it's not going to be the same old orange H that you remember.
And you have, you mentioned that the colors can only go so far. You've already added olive and tan, as I understand it, in this new scheme. Where are these buses going to be running?
The olive route is going to be going largely in Normal, starting in Northwest Normal and going to Northeast Normal. It's a feeder route that will allow a large population group that's not going to be served by the other fixed routes to get into the system. And the tan route will largely take some of the areas that the TLJ had right around the airport.
What about feedback from the people, either through these listening sessions or otherwise? I know that there were some riders at Phoenix Towers that complained that this is going to make it very difficult for them to use the bus system. What do you tell the people who are complaining about how the change is going to be detrimental to them and not beneficial?
Yes, we've been getting a lot of feedback on the plan, and that feedback started in the planning process. We got a lot of feedback saying that we want more frequency with our buses. We want the system to be simpler to use, and we balance that with the feedback that we're getting now. Phoenix Towers in particular is going to have their bus stop move 400 to 500 feet away from where it is currently. We have a standard within the system, and it's really an industry standard that the bus stop should be no further than a quarter mile or a five-minute walk away from where you live. That is going to be the case for 93% of our service area currently. At Phoenix Towers, it'll be a 400 to 500 foot walk from where the stop currently is, but at the same time, you'll be walking to a bus stop that will be served by a bus every 15 minutes.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Willis Kern. We're joined today by Andrew Johnson, the general manager at Connect Transit, and we're discussing some of the planned bus route changes that the system will be instituting here soon. Some riders on what is currently a northern leg of the Blue E may be left out of the new route configuration. How many people are affected here, do you think, and why?
Northeast Normal area that we would no longer serve is primarily going to displace 13 to 15 riders per day. I take no happiness in that situation. It is an agonizing decision for transit management to take service away from an area. But the problem is with that area, there is really no ridership potential going to that area. There's really no ridership potential going from that area. It's subject to the road layout. Also, the associated land use around it is not conducive to public transportation. The ridership potential is not there because the population density is low.
What part of Northeast Normal are we talking about here, Andrew? What give me a street intersection if you can.
We're talking about the area on Rab Road and also up Linden towards Ironwood.
And options for these folks? What do you tell them?
Well, there are other options. There is a service called ShowBus, which works in McLean County and can get people on the outskirts of town in to our system or into town. Also, for those who are still in the service area after the change and can't use the fixed route because of a mobility issue, they can use Connect Mobility.
There's a similar situation on the other end of town, Southwest Bloomington, regarding the Aqua K. What's happening here?
Yep, it's exactly the same situation, but in the southwest portion of Bloomington. The Danbury Apartments are way off on their own. There's not really a whole lot of anything around that. There are a number of riders at Danbury, but at the same time, it's not cost effective to be going there, and it's not the best use of the taxpayer resources to be serving those areas. And the same transportation options exist there as they do in Northeast Normal.
Sounds like what you're telling these people in both these locations is we're not a shuttle service. Maybe it's not politically correct for you to say it in those words, but essentially that's what you're talking about, right? You can't shuttle people to and from locations.
Yeah, and I certainly wouldn't put it that way. But at the same time, I feel so bad that this situation is occurring, because you know it's not of the people who are residents there, it's not of their making, but it's of land use decisions that were made a while back, where you put a facility like that, a residential unit, out there and expected bus service to come there. And in this case, it did come there. But under regular standards within our industry, we wouldn't serve that area. And now we've got to make those changes.
Are there any other trouble spots where riders might be unable to catch a bus or unwilling to walk a great distance to access transit?
Really, those are the biggest ones. Those are the two areas where service would actually cease. In all the other areas where we're making changes, there is still bus service within a quarter mile. It will cause some people to have to change their routines and maybe walk a little farther than they're used to, but they'll still have bus service.
So those are the negatives. What are the positives? There must be some great things happening that you're going to be able to do because of these changes. What are some of them?
It's a hugely exciting plan, because it's going to provide more streamlined routes. We have current routes that loop around, they make a lot of twists and turns. These are very direct. They're much better frequency. We will have no worse than half hour frequency on all our routes that they go into our transfer centers. There will be 15-minute frequency on the green route, which is one of our backbone routes up and down Main Street. People are going to have shorter commutes. They're over, like I said, over 50% of our ridership uses the bus to go to work or to school. Timeliness is very important to them, and we're going to be able to give them a much more direct route and get them there faster and allow them to do what they need to do.
So Connect Transit has developed these changes. You've had listening sessions to get the public's feedback. Now, isn't making more changes a difficult and delicate process here? I mean, if you change one route or alter it in some way, doesn't that impact another route, which affects another route, and so on and so on?
Absolutely. Just take into account the Phoenix Towers route. If we made a two-block loop around the block to get to that bus stop that's currently there, we would no longer be able to provide 15-minute service on that green route. Everything is connected.
So how can you best implement the feedback you get from these sessions in a new plan?
What we do is, we're making our theories behind this, the philosophy behind this known. So we have a better seat at the table for future development, future land use. The fact that some people will have to walk a few hundred feet to a bus stop, it's going to be a big change for them, and we get that. But at the same time, it's a necessary change to keep moving the community in the right direction.
When are these changes expected to be implemented?
We hope to have them implemented by the beginning of August.
That would be, again, the beginning of the school year for universities around here. I assume that has something to do with that. That's been part of your planning in the past, correct?
Yes, we like to do that at the beginning of the school year. We also like to make sure that any big changes we're making like that are done in the nice weather months.
The changes in routes are not connected to the new sales tax dollars Connect Transit is in line to receive from both Bloomington and Normal. What do you say to the customers who say, you're getting all this money and now you're going and changing my service? What do you tell them?
Yeah, they're two different situations. And the money that we hope to receive from Bloomington and from Normal are to make service improvements. They are to provide Sunday service and provide, over time, additional frequency and hopefully in a greater span of service, starting earlier, ending later. What we're doing right now with the COA is making a more efficient system, because right now our current route structure is very inefficient and not making the best use of taxpayer funds. To use additional taxpayer funds that we receive to perpetuate inefficient service is not doing the community a good service.
So these sales tax dollars you're getting, these additional sales tax dollars from the communities, they're earmarked funds, basically?
Essentially, yes.
A couple of other questions that are not related to the COA. As the state budget crisis continues and social service agencies have reduced services, some observers are seeing the public transit system in, for instance, Chicago, turn into a daytime cold weather shelter for the mentally ill. They get on the bus and they ride it all day. Is something like that happening here?
We are not seeing that happen here. We have not had those impacts. We are lucky enough that throughout the state budget crisis, we are still receiving funding per the state statutes. But no, we have not seen an influx of people who have been turned away from other places within Bloomington Normal.
Could that happen here? And if it did, how would Connect Transit respond?
I would imagine anything's possible. The social service agencies within Bloomington Normal have been doing a fantastic job of keeping up with this great hardship. But if that did happen, Connect Transit has great relationships with the social service agencies and with local government. We would certainly be looking for help on how to best deal with that, not being mental health professionals. But you can imagine from time to time we do have issues with people who need assistance, and we're generally able to get them that assistance.
Andrew Johnson, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Andrew Johnson is the general manager for Connect Transit, Bloomington Normal's mass transit bus system.